This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Camila Cabello made her relationship with Shawn Mendes Instagram official by dropping an album. Happy birthday to this magic human. I love you, the Havana songstress 22 wrote. Along with that was a throwback snap of the Stitches singer playing with her hair. Hours earlier, the twosome were spotted kissing at Mendes's 21st birthday in New York City. Aw, shucks. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton have bought a new house together in LA. The Hollaback girl bought the 15,000-square-foot home with her ex-husband Gavin Rossdale in 2006. The 7-bedroom, 7-bath estate was listed at $25 million. So Gwen is moving back to the house she lived in with her ex. Doesn't Blake Shelton care? So weird, right? Miley Cyrus spoke out about her split from Liam Hemsworth. The Wrecking Ball singer penned a long message about nature and who knows what. Miley said, quote, "Don't fight evolution because you will never win. Like the mountain I'm standing on top of, which was once underwater, connected with Africa. Change is inevitable," unquote. No wonder they broke up after 8 months. Drake has a new tattoo and he's pissed off Beatles fans on Twitter. The tattoo depicts the Beatles crossing the iconic Abbey Road. However, there's another person there and it's Drake in the lead. Earlier in the year, he appeared to take a shot at the group in Meek Mill's song Going Bad, rapping, "I got more slaps than the Beatles." Now Beatles fans want to slap Drake. Lindsay Lohan is down under filming the Australian version of the Fox hit series The Masked Singer. Of course, Lindsay Lohan is no stranger to rumors of diva antics with claims of feuds since she landed there. One production staffer said, quote, "She loves you 1 minute and the next she'll fire you." She's also been taking long cigarette breaks. Allegedly. Idiot. ASAP Rocky has been found guilty of assault and handed a conditional sentence after being involved in a street brawl in Stockholm. The Swedish public prosecutor had argued during the trial that the artist and two other men, David Rispers and Vladimir Cornil, assaulted the victim by kicking and beating him while he lay on the ground. Rocky won't be returning to Sweden anytime soon. Or IKEA. A Baptist preacher's anti-Semitic tirade against Sarah Silverman has the comedian fearing for her safety. Silverman, who's Jewish, posted on Twitter in response to a pastor's anti-Semitic rant in which he called for prayers on Silverman's death. "Preacher Adam Thanine of the Steadfast Baptist Church in Florida is going to get me killed," the comedian posted. Hey, make America laugh again. Just as we were getting over Katy Perry's plagiarism verdict, which is now being appealed, songwriter Steve Ronson is accusing Lady Gaga of copying one of his compositions in her Oscar and Grammy-winning song Shallow. Ronson says a three-note progression in his 2012 song Almost was duplicated in the Star Is Born hit. Yep, looks like we got ourselves another showdown. Gigi Hadid is swearing off Mykonos, Greece after the vacation rental she was sharing with sisters Bella and Alana was ransacked and robbed last week. The girls were in Greece to celebrate older sister Alana's birthday, but they returned home one night to find their place was broken into and jewelry, handbags, sunglasses, and clothing were all stolen. Cops didn't help either.
Cancel that Greek salad!
Lil Nas X has galloped his way to two new records on the Billboard charts thanks to the massive success of Old Town Road. The song to become the longest-running number one hit in the history of the Hot 100 chart has also beaten Drake's One Dance on the Hot R&B Hip-Hop chart. Drake's track spent 18 weeks at number one, Lil Nas X, 19. Congrats, Lil. Janet Jackson is one fierce, independent working mama. The Unbreakable singer, who currently has a residency performing in Las Vegas, said, quote, "It's hard being a working mother. I don't have a nanny. I do it all myself. Of course, when I'm working, someone watches him, but it's my baby and me," unquote. Right. It's her baby and her 15 assistants. The Walking Dead 10th season is coming back in October. Michonne and the rest of the communities are preparing for a war that may be unavoidable while still fearful of the boundaries that Alpha made ever so clear in staking out her domain. Paranoia, propaganda, and PTSD are part of the storyline. And will Maggie be returning?
Me think so.
Some of the guest stars have been announced for the Alec Baldwin roast. Robert De Niro, Caitlyn Jenner, Deborah Messing, Joe McHale, Chris Redd, Jeff Ross, and Blake Griffin have signed on and will launch stinging barbs at the Oscar-nominated, Emmy-winning actor. The roast will air September 15th at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. Will Donald Trump be there? No. Missy Elliott is having one hell of a year. The hip-hop star will receive the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at this year's MTV VMAs on August 26th, 2 months after she was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The award is the equivalent of a Lifetime Achievement Award at the VMAs, and yes, it's still called the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. For now. The Trash Bin. Janelle Evans announced that she's taking a break from Twitter after regaining custody of her children and weathering her husband's allegedly violent outburst. "Bye, Twitter. Everyone hates me," the 27-year-old reality star tweeted. She added, "Depression sucks, and you've got what you wanted. Hope you're happy. Just keep writing about me, but I'm out. Okay, bye."
The news wrap-up.
Uber stock has fallen to an all-time low, losing $5.2 billion last quarter. Facebook considered acquiring video chat app Houseparty, but abandoned the deal due to concerns about heightened antitrust scrutiny. Facebook is working on a news tab feature to deliver topical stories to users that will launch this fall. Don't buy an iPhone right now. Apple's new iPhones are coming next month. You've been warned.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Good Boys is the number one film in the USA.
The number one album.
We Are Not Your Kind by Slipknot enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Of course, what else could it be? It's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover continues to be the most popular nonfiction book.
Megan Peet, better known as Megan Thee Stallion, was surrounded by music at a young age. When she was a little girl, her mom, a rapper that went by the name of Holly Wood, used to take her to the recording studio instead of putting her into daycare. When Megan turned 16, she began writing her own rhymes and told her mom she wanted to follow her lead and go into rapping professionally. Mom said no and told her she had to wait until she was 21, finish her studies, and to not write rhymes that were so sexual. Fast forward, Megan is now back in school and is a third-year student at Texas Southern University studying health administration. She's still rapping, and she's still sexual. Sorry, Mom. Here's Megan Thee Sexual Stallion featuring Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign with the song of the week, Hot Girl Summer.
Look, handle me? Who gon' handle me? Thinking he's a player, he's a member on the team. He put in all that work, he wanna be the MVP. I told him ain't no taming me, I love my niggas equally. Fucking 9 to 5 niggas with that superstar beat. The superstar star, now I got him far late. I called a jet to get that nigga, I told him call, don't send no text. And don't you tell him you with me when they be asking where you at. I can't read your mind, gotta say that. Should I take your love, should I take that? Got a whole lot of options, cause you know a girl's hopping. I'm a high girl, so you know ain't shit to stop me.
It is what it is, there's some five star. She a big old freak, it's a must that I hit. It's a hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Know she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit, yeah. Know she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit, yeah.
That was Megan Thee Stallion featuring Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign with the song of the week, Hot Girl Summer. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.